As virtually everyone knows, Detroit, Michigan has been an economic and fiscal basket case for years. At the heart of its problems has been rampant depopulation. The city was home to 1.8 million people during the 1950s. Today, fewer than 700,000 people live in Detroit. So like many older cities that have suffered population declines, Detroit is looking to add population, and city and state leaders appear to have identified their target, immigrants. Late last month, Governor Rick Snyder of Michigan announced intentions to seek federal assistance in bringing 50,000 immigrants to the bankrupt city of Detroit over the next 5 years. Under the plan, which will soon be submitted to federal authorities, immigrants will be required to live and work in Detroit. Under the proposal, 5,000 immigrants will be granted visas in the first year of a program known as EB-2. According to the New York Times, over the ensuing 4 years, the number of visas for Detroit-based immigrants with advanced degrees or exceptional ability would go up, ending with 15,000 visas granted during the program's fifth year. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.